Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lunchtime Wisdom on the With Insights Radio Network with your host, Iggy Garcia, Mark Mattini. Sit back and relax, grab a sandwich, listen to some of the coolest hosts on the internet. Food for your soul, food for your heart. Now, on to the show.
Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com. This is Lunchtime Wisdom Cafe with Mark and Iggy. Mark Mattini and Iggy Garcia, your hosts for this afternoon. So I want you guys to kick back and relax and enjoy the show. Today we actually have a guest. From time to time we have guests on our show. Moni Cummings is going to be on. She's a psychic medium. She's going to be sharing her insights with us. I don't know. I just want to keep calling her Moni Love. I don't know. But either way, hey Mark, how are you, my friend?
Good. How's it going?
Good, good, man. You ready to rock and roll this time around?
Yeah, it's been a very brisk, eventful morning, I'd say.
Well, that's good. This week's been kind of crazy.
It is a little squirrely today.
Yeah, the last few days. I mean, the full moon, the blood moon was. It was intense, dude.
Yes, I would say there were some meltdowns in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say there was some releasing and viewing of some old karmic patterns. And I'd say there was a lot of very bizarre energy running around.
Well, absolutely. I'd say
there is never a dull moment on the little blue marble.
Yeah. And you know what's really funny is human beings have such a separatist attitude about things sometimes, but they don't realize that in the end, you know, we all kind of have to work together to make this thing work, because if we don't,
yep. You
know, it just makes it more difficult and a lot harder. And, you know, when Mother Earth says, hey, you know what, I've had enough of you guys, and I'm going to freeze your little butts off, or I'm just going to implode and explode. We all kind of go together. There's no this group and that group and separated into little categories. No, it's pretty much done deal.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Yeah, there's enough division and divisiveness out there. No need feeding into exploiting our differences, as, you know, we have much more commonalities
than
differences. So just, you know, kind of silly to nitpick over the little details.
So why don't you give us a little read? What's going on? What's happening in the next few days or weeks, whatever you think? We all kind of figured out that we were going to get hit pretty hard, and I think it happened pretty good.
I would say so. I would say everyone had some realizations, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the last, you know, 2 weeks, I mean, we had a new moon and a solar eclipse on September 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a Jupiter-Neptune exact opposition. And we have a Mercury retrograde. We have Saturn changing signs, which only happens once every 2.5 years. We have Mars, which is our anger and our instinctual desires, entering Virgo on the 24th. And on the 25th, we had a Pluto station, Mars squaring Saturn exactly. And then on Sunday, we had a full moon lunar eclipse. So
yeah.
I don't know how much that means to everyone, but let's just say that's a whole bunch of energy. That's big transformative energy. That's not the, you know, there's always stuff going on planetarily, but those were a whole bunch of big wigs gathered together to help us process energy and transform and change. So if you're feeling out of sorts out there, or like your energy's been zapped or incredibly wired, that's the feel of the moment. So don't feel like you're weird or projecting things or that you're going crazy. There is a lot of huge transformative energy happening right now. So, you know, and in actuality, I mean, things should, and I hesitate to say this sometimes because it seems like there's never any let up, but I can safely say that the, you know, next month or so should not be the intensity level that we just came through. Now, there's still some residual stuff, and those, you know, there's always some drama and whatnot, but things should mellow out for a little bit here. I mean, there's going to be, there's lots of Virgo energy out there, which can tend to bring, mirror to us, maybe crises or situations that need attention. But hopefully we are done with the really humongous power surges for a little bit. It should, you know, we'll still be maybe dealing with some of the ramifications of some of the stuff that just happened, but we don't have any humongous things. All the big things for October are trines and conjunctions, which are aspects that are help us change and transform in perhaps a non-chaotic way without the really big massive disruptions. So
yeah, and you know what's so cool is, you know, my grandson was born like right smack middle of almost all this energy.
Yes.
There's one picture that I'm gonna put a little mims on. I'm gonna put Mercury retrograde. He's got like this really sour puts face. It's really cute.
Right. Right. I assure you that your grandson will have very powerful, because just, you know, as we get something that I've tried to point out lately is, you know, we go through these big energy shifts and bumps and stuff, and, you know, we get through those things and we're changed, but just think at any point of time, you know, there's somebody being born somewhere.
Yeah,
and they're going to, when you come forth, when you know, you're separated from the womb and come out, that end, the person will exemplify the energy of that moment they were born. So I'd say your grandson is going to be an extremely powerful, transformative person.
Good.
I think it will be a very special person that will do lots of things, lots of great things for us. So,
well, look how powerful babies are just to begin with. Everybody wants to hold them and cradle them and feed them and nurture them. You know, just look at all that power they possess right there in that little moment, you know?
Right. They're almost like cats. Secretly running the world.
You're funny, man. For those of you who don't know, this is Mark Matheny, who made that statement about cats. And I'm Andy Garcia, and we'll be right back.
Who didn't?
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. It's Mark and Iggy. And we are back. Welcome to the show, everybody. And the cats rule the world. That was an aha moment for me.
As if there was any doubt, I mean.
Yeah. All right, so let's change gears a little bit, become interviewers now, and let's welcome to the show our friend, and our friend who is actually a psychic medium, so we're going to ask her a lot of questions. And those of you who want to get a popcorn reading, we ask that you keep the reading to one question. You know, Moni is dedicating a little bit of her time for this show and in this interview. So if you want a full reading with her and schedule an appointment with her, you'll have more than the chance to get information from her here in a little bit. So without further ado, we will welcome Moni Cummings to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Iggy. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You putting me on. I love it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get started here.
Yeah, I was telling Mark, I couldn't help but say, every time I said your name, Moni, I kept Moni Love. I was just thinking Moni Love. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm not original at that, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. So how are you?
I'm great. I was listening to some of what was going on, and your grandson is going to be very powerful. He was born at the right time. He chose his parents to come through and when to come through, and they sent him through. So he will need to be taught, you know, to move the energy, and I think you'll be his perfect teacher to help with that.
All right, cool. Sounds good. I've only seen him once so far, but, you know, that's okay. Everybody else is talking, but we're gonna connect soon enough.
Yes, you are. I think you already are, actually. He's
awesome.
Just waiting for you to come in.
All right. Sounds good. So,
what would you like to talk about today?
I want you to take us down memory lane, how it all started. Because I read part of your bio, and it says that you started to discover your gifts when you were about 5. So wherever you want to start from there, I mean, that would be great so that listeners can kind of get to know you a little bit.
Okay, that would be great. Well, when I was 5, I remembered that when I would go to bed, I would always see things and hear things, and I really would tell my mom there was a boogeyman in my closet or under the bed or someone knocking on the window. And she would come check it out, turn the lights on, tell me there was nobody there. And as soon as the lights were back off, there they were again. So I would just cover my head, and I work with angels. So the room would get really light, and then I would just say a prayer, and that my grandmother taught me to say, and then I would peek out to uncover my head, and they would be gone. But I saw many different things of color and some distorted energy, which I didn't know it was energy at the time. I considered them to be the boogeyman, which was, you know, we're prompted on that sometimes when we're going out, that there's the boogeyman out there in the dark. Well, they're just energies. And I did happen to see something that never left my memory, and I've made it a point to talk about it a lot, is what came to the window. It tried to get in the window. It did not. I was protected. I have been since I have been a child. It was a gray, and I saw it in full form. I never forgot that, and that's something interesting definitely today, that they're very prominent in our society, actually. And it's like teaching Reiki. I teach Reiki and beyond, because the universe has many aspects to it, you know, that we deal with. And everyday life, you know, we wonder why we can't go further in our life. Well, we're the only ones stopping ourselves. But as I grew up, went to high school, you know, I had to keep everything quiet. My mom wouldn't let me talk about it because I would tell her when the phone would ring and then my dad would be home early, and it just made her mad. So I had to shut it off for a long time. And then when I became like a junior and senior in high school, I found a couple people that we would do the cards, and what was on the card, a 0, a 1, a 2, or 3, and we would, you know, hide it, and we would all guess it. And then I continued on into animals. I did that since I've been a child, too. I would pick up even dead ones off the road, unfortunately, and try to bring them back to life. But It was pretty interesting. I did go into healing. I started with kitties and dogs, and I would just send the energy out. I was always connected to trees and the earth and rocks, especially. I would collect them, stick them under my bed, you know. And I went from there to meet my teacher, who was from Cincinnati. He was Navajo. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. I did my first Reiki session with him as a trial session. There was a group of us at a gathering. When I went on the table, I saw his table moved in a circle. I went up and down. It did not. It was stationary. So, and I knew that he was to be my teacher. And so from that point on, that's how I learned a lot more things and opened up to the divine purpose and the higher beings of the universe. So
now you said, did you say you saw grays? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Mark's like our in-house resident alien, you know, whatever you want to call him.
Absolutely.
Right, Mark?
yeah, I'm the resident hybrid, I guess.
If you don't know Mark Matheny, Mark Matheny is our astrologer and alien expert. So,
hi, Mark.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
So what's your... I guess we'll stop on that for a second. What's your take on it, on the grays? Do you feel that they're all like manipulative energy, or do you think that some, I know there's many schools of thought, I mean, do you feel that there's some that are helpful, or?
Well, I'd like to speak freely on this, and I don't know how all the listeners will take with this, but I'm going to have to put it out there the way it is for right now. I've been opening up things from Serpent Man last year and this year, and everyone seems to be in the same thought form that we are mixed species here. So, and they have came in and been here for a long time, and some are mixed with grays, and they try very hard to be very good. They're, sometimes the anger steps in and different train of thoughts, I should say, but they're trying very hard. Now, the other ones are the darker grays. The one I saw at my window, I saw in full form, and I won't ever forget it because he was trying to get to me. And it wasn't good. I knew that. And that's why the room lit up with light. So, but I think that they have motives to push us out. And we're such a mixed society here, you know, of inhabitants on the planet, that it's about letting go of things and trying to transform into who we are and those that are a part of us, of the human race. It's like nymphophilia, you know, I'm also RH factor negative. And that's also been discussed about being considered to be mixed with the giants, you know. And I think that what they're trying to do is take over us. Most of them are. The ones that are a part of us are trying to learn, and a lot of them have came a long way. Now, did that just throw you totally out of whack or what?
No. I'm from Crazyville. In fact, I'm the mayor of Crazyville. So no, that was. I'm in line with all that. I would have to. I'd have to pretty much agree with all of that. I mean, I find it funny when they make fun of the reptilian conspiracies and stuff, and yet, you know, even mainstream science admits that the oldest part of our brain is the reptilian brain, or the RX factor, and that kind of gives us our reptilian, you know, hierarchical, conformist kind of programming that we're into. So I'd say that even mainstream science says that we are a mix or hybrid of something not from here, we'll say.
That's true. We have higher beings and higher intelligence, but we are, after all, our creator, you know, just creates the universe, and he's beautiful and he's wonderful, and the thing is, we were created to be a beautiful race, and then there was others here that came and intervened and mixed, and that was not to happen. So the reversal has already started right now, as you well know. And the end of this month, everything's moving out through the first week of October, and a lot more will come together, for people who are questioning their own marital status, emotions. Emotions have been a big tidal wave the last month, and getting through on their journey of what they're supposed to do. They're changing into a different lifespan of their heart, what makes them happy. And I think this is a good reversal for us. We're evolving for a change. But I have seen reptilians, and they're called, some of them are called watchers. You know, we have watchers here that have just, they want to be acknowledged. They can create a lot of problems. There's robotics here. There's all kinds of things that step in and cause us all kinds of problems. And then the others are trying to learn. So.
Well, I have a question.
Yeah.
Since you're a psychic medium, so is there a difference between a psychic and a medium? And do you feel like these abilities that you have come from maybe the hybrid portion of yourself or higher self? I mean, go ahead. I mean, I'll let you kind of fill in the blank there.
I do. I feel that since I have been younger, I took a journey, and it was through one of my attunements, and I actually got to see little lights, like hands of light, touching me, and I wasn't sure what that was, but it felt wonderful. And I was actually talking with my grandmother, and she was telling me something, and I didn't understand everything, but I knew what she was meaning. And I went to, when I was 14, I went to Arizona with my parents. We stopped in Sedona and walked into the rocks, and you know what happens there. I got into a vortex, which I had no clue what that was. I was rocking in a hexagon, you know, back and forth. So it was totally amazing. And to tell people that then, I didn't. Now I can. But as far as the psychic and medium, there is a difference between the two. You get things as on your own intuition to being a psychic. You get feelings, your stomach might hurt, you know something's going to happen, or you get a different train of thought and you start questioning yourself. That is the psychic part of it. That's the beginning of the intuition. The mediumship is where you're able to connect with those it's crossed and converse with the spirit world, so you kind of combine the two. Then clairvoyance, that's another one, because then you can actually channel. I have actually channeled some spirits, and you must be careful when doing this. I think it's a good idea to take classes to learn to meditate first and protect yourself while you're meditating, and watch the online stuff, because it is more like internet groupies, and it's kind of like cult.
Oh, I have to jump in on that one.
Okay.
I have to totally agree. I've had that conversation probably no less than a dozen times in the last month. There are a lot of, you know, Facebook and internet posts about people channeling certain entities or archangels or ascended masters or, you know, various different names. But I have to say I'm becoming very leery of a lot of them. There's some people that post what I feel is good and accurate stuff, but I see a lot of, well, you said kind of cult-like stuff.
Yes, our kind.
I have to say that I get very concerned at some of the channeling posts that I see, because it almost seems to be, not to completely go down the conspiratorial rabbit hole, but, well, I mean, I normally do, but I just see a lot of posts that are kind of taking your power away, like wanting you not to interact with your environment and not to do things, saying, oh, that, you know, so-and-so is going to come and save us, or, you know, I'm trying to put this tactfully, in a way, getting you to give away your power, that you don't need to do anything. And I kind of wonder what entities or what information some people are actually channeling, because it seems to be a very, some of the things I see are very energy and power zapping.
That's true.
Like they just want you to not be involved.
And that's a nice opening, Mark, to Ouija boards, because I am very much against Ouija boards, because they're put out there for a reason by the grays, and if I may say that, it's a part of that conspiracy to bring people in to be curious about it and wonder about it. All it does is open portals. It opens crazy things. And right now we've got the third world to deal with underneath and geographical stress, and it needs taken care of. And in the meantime, people are drawn to that because they want to give them the answers they want to hear. And the dark side is very prominent, but the wave is fading fast, so they're using your last ditch effort right now to pull out and through it. And it's up to everyone. No light and dark. Light brings you good things, but the darkness wants to show you the things you can have, but there are repercussions with those. Definite repercussions, especially with Ouija boards. They follow you. They can cause you harm. I've seen scratching. I've seen all kinds of bruising and health blessings and things like that. And it's intense. And I don't look at them as oogie boogies. I look at them as just energy. And I've seen beautiful life forms that are not from here. I have some pictures of the circle of the orange and the green. I've always asked them to get in the picture, the higher beings, if they like to, and they do. And they're for our highest of good, and that's how I work. But the dark side has been a force to be reckoned with for years, and now this is it for them. They don't get to come back. We are evolving into a much better channel for ourselves to open up to a beautiful world that we've not ever known. We'll just close our eyes one day, and when we wake up, it's there. We don't really leave. We stay right here. And we get to see everybody very soon because they just are coming back. The transformations are coming now. So I'll let
it comes to my mind. I don't know. Yeah, I think there's a website channeling Iggy Garcia somewhere. I think I saw that someplace.
That would be awesome.
Well, let's take a quick break. Let's catch our breath, and then we'll continue the conversation a little bit. Then we'll go right into our popcorn readings with some people. There's people online who are waiting for you to give them some insight. And then you can kind of give them some information before we start. Okay, we'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
We're back.
All right.
We're back.
Great.
All right. So is there anything you wanted to address to our listenership here and kind of give them a little format how you're going to do this? Because every person who gives readings does it a little differently. And what you want to lay the ground rules a little bit?
Well, what I'd like to do is if you have a question that concerns your relationship, your life, your business, what I'd like to do is move people forward in their journey. Also, there's it's crossed over. I don't know if one of your listeners that's calling in is something to do with something lost or something that was left of them. It was maybe a ruby stone or not. I don't know if the call is going to come through. I hope so. But I just want them to open up and ask a regular question, what they really want to know for themselves.
Okay. And let's begin.
Okay. Thank you. I'm ready.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. Can you hear us? Sounds like Morse code.
Yes.
on a Skype number 1111111, you are on the air. Okay, I'll just assume that they're probably listening. We'll bring them back on here in a little bit.
Yeah, and we'll move on to our next.
Or flying, I'm not sure. Let's move here real quick. Hello,
yes,
caller.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you. Yes, I was been listening to your show, and I was wondering if psychic medium Mari can give me her impressions or intuition, just looking for like a little reading from a past loved one.
Can you tell me your first name, please?
My first name is Patricia.
Patricia. Okay. It seems like you've had a little bit of chaos in your life. And you need to separate that out because you seem to be stuck right now. Like you're moving forward, but yet you're stuck on the relationship aspect of it. I think your heart is most important for it to be happy. And you seem to be dragging around a few things. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
What can we do to move you forward?
That's what I'm confused about. Yeah, that's what I'm confused about.
And I know right now you seem to be torn between a couple things. Whatever makes your heart happy, if you have to fix it, move on. If there's things that they want to do for themselves and they acknowledge it, then that would be more of the person for you. If they are angry or want to put things on you, like, don't do this, don't do that, I'm going to be quite flat honest with things. You want to make sure that is what you want, since you have been used to that. You have been used to actually a little bit of control. And I would like to see that actually fade away, because you're a really great person. You have a good heart, and you've given a lot.
Uh-huh.
And blue, I would like for you to center yourself with blue. Maybe get a stone, actually. Are you the one that has the ruby stone from a past loved one? Was it a father
figure?
It's
so funny. No, I can't believe you're saying that. Actually, my ex-father-in-law, he had a ruby ring.
Okay, who has that ring?
I'm not sure, because that was my ex-husband's father.
But I
but
think
it
that...
is what you just said.
Yeah.
He did have a ruby ring.
He's wanting to acknowledge himself with you, just so you know that, and that he's okay. And what was here was here. And that if there was any miscommunication between the two of you for his son, he apologizes for that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's also true. That's
and if
true.
You, so I hope that you can just keep your mind open and work with your heart. And you already know the right answer. It's just that you're weighing out different things here. I don't know if money comes into play or not, but I can tell you it won't make you happy. What will make you happy is your heart.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like... Okay.
Oh, do you,
I
you
hope
have
I felt.
His name? Did he tell you his name?
Actually, no, but I would have
no.
to think on that just a moment, because he popped in with the ring, showing me the ring. I got an H name, but I don't know if that even relates to you, because it seems like that this is a surrounding family, and they have caused you some issues in the past. And all I know is he wanted to apologize. He bowed his head. The energy bowed his head to you. So, and what was, is, and will never be again for you. I know that. It's time you had a fresh start.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So when you're doing your readings,
yes.
I know you asked her for her name, but do you usually maybe like touch items or count them through a series of numbers or just kind of comes to you?
No, I just ask for them, ask for their angels and their past loved ones to talk to me. Sometimes they give names, and even sometimes they give kooky things like, please tell my granddaughter that, remind her that she needs to do the sugar cookies that I love so much. She loves my recipe from the Italian spaghetti flat, you know, plate that comes down the stairs. I was in a reading at a house one time, and the uncle came down the hallway and down the stairs with a big thing of spaghetti, and he was the only one who had the hidden recipe. So, and that was very intense. And because his picture wasn't anywhere, he just came through and wanted to talk. There's a Herman name coming in today, or Herman or Harry or something like that. I'm not sure.
All right, well, let's move down the line here and see if we can
right.
find Harvey or Herman, or maybe a ham
yeah.
sandwich. I'm not sure. We'll find something.
Ham sandwich. Great.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Hi, my name is Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. I wanted to know if you see a relationship coming in for me. I'd like to get married. Picking up from the other side.
I think that you're trying a little bit too hard and thinking about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what you have to do is just let it go, be yourself, and start getting yourself out there a little bit more than you are. You seem to confine yourself to certain groups sometimes, and just by getting out in different areas, to different stores and different groups of people, different functions will help you. I know you have a great heart and you have a lot of love to give, that's for sure. And did you ask a question about someone that has passed? Did you want to know about someone that has passed?
My mother, Anne, she passed. She she's on the other side?
Have you talked with her? I think you have. You've actually talked with her and spoke with her. And I'm not sure that you've heard her, but I believe
I have. I've seen her and I've heard her, yeah.
Have you heard her recently, though?
No.
Sometimes they're busy and they're around us. They're doing a transformation right now, which means that don't be surprised if you see her in full form. And she likes to sit on your edge of your bed at the night sometimes and watch over you.
Oh, yeah. My friend was spending the night in the living room, and she saw her sitting on the edge of her bed with her baby. Yeah.
Watching over, all good. Everything's always all good. Are you related with the month with the sapphire or the blue stone? Who is related with that?
I don't know. I was born in April.
April?
I think I'm the diamond. Yeah.
This is one of your family members, and it may be someone, even a close friend you haven't talked with for a while. I'm going to try to get a name here. I want to pop up a name of Debbie for some reason, but I'm not
That's
sure.
That's my sister. My
okay.
sister Debbie.
All right.
I'm staying at her house right now.
Okay. Well, tell her hello. And there's a sapphire. I don't know what it's conjunction with, whether it's given to somebody or...
I think she has a sapphire necklace or a ring. She has a lot
okay.
of jewelry.
Okay. Well, her past loved one that she was close to was a friend, I believe, that passed not too long ago. They would like her to wear that and acknowledge them now and then. It is a female. And then there also is a male that passed with you early on. I'm not sure that you were close with him. Yes. But everything is good with him now. He's very healthy. And the grumpiness is gone. So, just to let you know.
But, wow.
Okay. Do you have any more questions?
Yeah. I am not working. I'm looking for a part-time job, and I wondered if something's going to come up because, you know, it's not good not to work. It gets kind of boring.
Yes, it does. I know you'd like to do crafts and things like that, but you do something in particular with the, it seems like maybe it was your grandmother did stitching or something. Is it... it's either quilting or it's embroidery. I'm not sure. Somebody did because I see it. I see the pattern of it. But you like the colors. You love colors. And
yeah.
I would like for you to get for yourself a carnelian to keep yourself even toned, if that's possible. And
what's a carnelian?
Also, it's a carnelian stone. It keeps an even
balance.
Oh,
okay. All right.
And, also, wear your diamond proudly. You know, wear your diamond proudly. And also adventuring will move you forward a little bit more, give you a little bit more motivation, keep you positive and not negative.
Yeah.
Also, for looking into a job, online internet plus, are you in Columbus? I need to ask that. Are you around the Columbus area?
I live in California, Santa Barbara.
Oh, my God. Who's in Columbus and that you know? Who's
I don't
around?
Know.
Let me say around the Columbus area. I won't say any Columbus downtown. Let's say around the Columbus, around Ohio. Let me put it that way. You've had a connection on the internet with someone that you were talking with.
Possibly, because I'm on an internet dating site.
I know. And this person actually likes you, but they can't figure out how to get to you. So that's one of the connections. Sometimes you have to travel to get to who you meet. So if you get to meet halfway, if you have that opportunity and you have a good feeling about that person, always tell your friends that if you talk with them for a long while and check them out, it might be worth your while.
Yeah. On the internet, I'm getting a lot of phonies. You know, that
there's
a fake
picture
and they're from Nigeria. And, oh, my gosh, it's kind of scary a little bit.
Well, just use your intuition. And when you know, just delete them and go to speak with someone. Ask your divine ones, the angels, to speak with someone who is good of heart.
Yeah.
And also, I do know that the malls, I don't know how many you have around your area, but the kiosks that are in the malls, they do a lot of hiring. So if you could travel there and you want part-time, that would be a good idea for you. And keep love and light around you always. And your mother is just very loving. She's so much better here. She is. She feels so
Absolutely.
Much better.
Absolutely. She had a hard life here. Yeah, it was real hard for her.
She's very light now, so everything's clear with her.
Oh, good. I'll keep my eyes open to see her.
And keep your eyes open for rainbows. I know a lot of people deal with rainbows this past, but she in particular likes a rainbow.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
awesome.
Keep your eyes open.
Wonderful.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Donna.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Donna. Thanks.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. You're.
Well, thank you.
Let's go. You still got energy? You still want to go? You still want to do?
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty.
All right. Cool. All right, I just ask everybody just to keep your questions to one. And Donna, thank you for sharing your story with us. But Moni, I have a question for you. Where can people find you? Where do you work from? Do you have a website? Do you have contact information?
Well, I'm building a website right now. And if anyone would like to help with that, I would love it. I'm not the greatest at it. But I will tell you that I'm down at Mystic Sisters in Grandview Heights, and it's 1516 West First Avenue in Grandview Heights, and it's a great store. Megan and her sister, Mel Ann, run it, and they have beautiful items, lots of stones and metaphysical things. They do Reiki there, which I teach it, and classes are starting soon, next Saturday, as a matter of fact. And I work out of my home. I do parties, private gatherings in people's houses, and I also do private readings in home. I do house blessings, and is it okay to give my phone number for the contact?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, it's 740-463-1565. If you'd like to talk privately with me or set up something for a party, I've had several in the area and love it. Parties are so much fun, and I would love to do it for them. You know, I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
I'm also on Facebook on Moni Cummings, too. So.
Now, we do have a question in the chat room. David Diamond Hart,
yes.
Buddy of ours. He's asking
yes.
about how do you differentiate between intuition and psychic impression?
How do I differentiate between, say that one more time.
Intuition
yes.
and a psychic impression.
Well, there's many things on in impressions. You can get remote viewing. You can be an empath where you get deja vu of something that you think you have done before, but maybe someone else you're connecting with in the spirit world, where you actually see them in full form. There's the Akashian records, which you can access and actually talk with them during meditation. And he can probably get more answers that way, too. But the mediumship is a kind of a step up because you get to talk to the whole spirit world. The difference between the two is the intuition is when you get that gut feeling and somebody is telling you no, that's your inner voice. That is the higher beings telling you don't. You are to listen to that. And if you're getting ready to make a big business adventure and you're really, you know, not sure what to do and you're contemplating it and it's really bothering you, you have to let go of it. And as soon as you let go of it, then the answer comes immediately. It'll be, yes, do it. And you'll just know and you'll go with the flow. You cannot keep contemplating on things. So
okay.
psychic, what gets in is your own intuition of the gut feelings, the inner thoughts. I also want to talk, Iggy, if it's okay, for a quick second
sure.
about the ghost walk that's coming up in Chillicothe.
Sure.
And October 24th, it's going to be a great one. I'd like to see everybody down there. That is one historical town, and there are lots of energies in all those buildings that we're going to be visiting, you
mm-hmm.
know, from the Carlisle House to Bernie and Max, and that one especially is busy. And I just think it would be a great thing if people could just come down. And I know that Gene Betts and Adam Bays have helped a lot with things, and I want to say a hi and thank you to them for helping me so much in the past, and they're great guys.
Good, awesome.
Thank you.
Right. And I think we have you only until 1 o'clock, right? Is that correct?
Well, we can go a little bit longer if you like. That's okay.
Okay, I just want to make sure I want to respect your time, too.
Thank you.
All right, so here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Iggy, what's up? It's 3D.
Hey, what's up, man? I think she answered your question.
That was just a general question. I wasn't like the reading.
Okay, cool.
Like curiosity. Can I ask something else? I don't want to like monopolize
sure.
everything.
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay. I'm having horrible conflicts with a roommate. to the point where it's actually like giving me like stress illness, like where I feel super stressed, and I don't know where to go with this thing. I mean, it's like it's insane. Any insights, any clues, any help?
It's like you're two totally different people, and one is more about control, and you're more easygoing and laid back. So that's going to be up to you guys to sit down and actually put it out on the table. Write something out on what you don't like and try to change it. Try to think in a more positive manner. And if you can't resolve that conflict, you're going to have to make a decision, because it's really interfering in your life and you're thinking about this all the time, and you shouldn't be. You should be thinking about good things, and you want a positive person around you. So you may have to do the talk, and at that, they might have to do the walk. That's all I can say about that one. So you want to make sure you have self-preservation with this.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I do sacred geometric art, and it's like I never do my art unless I'm feeling like super high vibration. I've barely created anything in the past month.
Right. I think they came in to throw some things in the works for you. Like I said, there's lots out there that like to come in and cause chaos in our lives. And this may be one of them. So you may have to, don't feel hard with this one. Do what you need to do for yourself so you can create again.
All right.
It's a tough one. I know. I'm sorry.
All right, bro.
It's tough. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
I wish you luck. That's hard to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to say, but, you know, I have to deal with reality, what is there. And you can't keep people around that are angry and want to change your life for the worst. And if they're not there to help you be positive, then you have to step away.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's the reality of life. Here's our next
caller. Isn't it? Thank you, Angie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mary Lou in New Orleans. I used to live in Columbus.
Oh, cool.
Awesome.
I went to Ohio State.
Great. Go Bucks. Absolutely.
Anyway, my question would be business or love life, whichever is stronger.
What is your question about your business?
Either business or love life, whatever comes in stronger.
Why? I feel like you have been on overload. Is that true?
Sure.
Okay. Can you separate that out some? It seems like there's two things you need to separate in particular. And you're also involving personal things with this.
Yeah.
It kind of runs together. Are they your partner in this sometimes?
No.
Well, they feel like it. they feel like they want to put their input in with it. And let me ask you this. You're a positive person, and you're good at what you do. And it's been dragging a little bit and overload on your mind, and it's weighing you down. And what it's going to do, it's going to cause you stress. It's going to cause some health issues.
Okay.
So if you can lighten your load a little bit and separate the two, that would be absolutely perfect.
Okay.
Is that possible?
It's very possible since there's not a man in my life.
Right, that's true. But you have somebody in your family they are in your life. They think they're your partner with this. It's not like a relationship partner. It's a partner that they're a good friend. They want to give you input, but they're confusing you because I think that they actually have more at stake at this than you think. Does that make sense?
No. I don't have anyone. I would like to have someone.
No. It's not like that. It's a friend. It's a friend who...
I'm sort of isolated out on my own, and I don't have contact with people. I'm pretty much just working.
Who is on your last business? Let me ask this.
Yeah?
Your last business adventure that you did. When you make your contacts and you talk with people, is there input coming in on any of these lines at all?
No, I do a job and then I'm back off on my own.
On the next job. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, there is a man who is coming in your picture. His initial starts with a B. I don't know if it's Bruce.
Okay, got it.
Okay, good. But he's wanting to come in. This person's wanting to come in. So I think you should allow him to come in to help you with this, to separate things out. There's things, let me explain what I was trying to get at. Things in your mind that have been on your mind for a long time that you have never let go of.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to release those things. They're hindering you from going any further. It's like cutting a cord, like with the sword of light, you know, taking your sword. I always use Michael's sword. You know, I love Michael the Archangel and use him. He asks me, you know, what can I do? We let them and allow them, because if we make our own choices here, we have not been correct in the past. We must allow them to help us now. So call upon Michael to have you set you in the right direction.
Okay, so let me be specific. Can I ask a specific question here? There are two people, an ex-husband with a B and a friend with a B.
Yep.
Which one? Going
toward the friend.
Okay.
I'm going toward the friend, that's for sure. Just keep that line open. I think it's a good line for you. Very good. And you're a really super nice person. You need to get out there a little bit for yourself. Look around. See what's there. Don't be afraid anymore. Stop being afraid.
It's not fear. It's just I got to work. I got to work.
Right. I know. But that's it. The fear of not having. The fear of have to do things. What makes your heart happy? Take a day, if you can, or half a day, and just venture out there. Just do it. It will bring in lots of good things for you. They're asking that you let go of the things that are holding you. And I know that you have to have this. Everyone has to have it. But we have to let go of some things that we have just clung on to and wound ourselves up in a ball with. Because you have to be able to go further on your journey, on your business, and your life for happiness.
Okay.
And I'd like for you to talk with green.
Excuse me?
I would like for you to surround yourself with green. Green light. Yes, dark green emerald light. His name is Raphael. You can call upon him. He's an angel.
I'm purging my house, so I'm getting rid of anything I can.
Okay, that's good. That's a start. That is definitely a start. I wish you the best with everything, and letting go will be awesome for you. It will be awesome.
Okay. Thank
you'll
you.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Don't worry. You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's very hard sometimes to decipher what people are afraid of and what we've been taught here.
Mm-hmm.
And by letting go of things like that, they don't realize or recognize what it is. So I had to make that clear.
And spirit always gives us the message. We ask a question, then sometimes we get the answer that we thought, you know, it's I like how it works. I like the cosmic rub.
Me too. It's that much easier. That's for sure. I can take one more caller, Iggy.
Okay, there we go. We'll do a random draw here. Bloom.
Okay. How many do we have? If it's a short one, I may be able to take two.
All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Here we go. Hello.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I was calling to ask about my boyfriend to see if you see us moving forward.
Oh, wow. Hi, Jennifer. It's Monty. This is going to be a little bit tough. I think that you're ready to move forward more than he is right now at this point. I think he says he is, but he hesitates. So I think he's more, is there finances? May I ask if there's some finances here that might come into play?
Yeah, there's everything right now.
Okay. And I think if you can both work together, it seems like there's a little bit of argument sometimes and then quietness. Always keep those lines open and make sure you, before we speak, we always must hear our words, because sometimes it causes harm. It causes negative thoughts. So stay positive always, no matter what. And look at the outcome to be good and not bad. So by answering your question, if you can get the things together in your life financially, and may I ask, is there a child?
No.
Have you thought about a child then?
Yes, I have.
May I ask if you could just, I don't think they're ready to come in yet. So, and you want them to come in at the right time. So if you could
right.
just, you're not going to lose him. Just keep your lines of communication open. Shed all the things you don't need off of you. Just let it go. Let it flow. And just focus on the positive. What you can do to help with the situation. Talk with him about it. And sit down and structure yourself out financially. What you can do to move it forward. And then work on the next aspect of togetherness. Because without that, it's just going to not be a good thing. You know, because you're doing two separate things.
And, mm-hmm. and he's very hard to talk to. I can't talk yes. to him without him exploding.
Yes. He. If you can get into some meditation and just do it in front of him, he may be angry about that. And then there's going to be coming to this point where I'm going to ask you, do you want to try and fix him? Or would you like him to see things?
I'm sorry?
Or would you like him to see things in a more positive manner? If you give this a shot and it doesn't work, ask your heart, is this what you really want, to fix somebody for the rest of your life? Ask your heart. Because it could be a struggle for you, I'll be honest. It could be a big struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't want to hear that answer, and I would love to move him forward. I mean, if we can teach him meditation to open up to what he really does and can do, let go of the anger from his past. What is holding him down here is chains, and it is. We can let him move forward. But call upon your angels and ask them for guidance. But this choice is up to you. It's not up to me. I see it's a struggle, and I would like it not to be a struggle.
Right, because sometimes he tells me he loves me, and then he says he backs out, and then, you know, we go into our whole argument again.
And that's hard for you because it hurts your heart. So ask yourself, do you want to fix him, or shouldn't he be able to see your heart and how much love you have to give? And ask for, you know, guidance on this, and ask for his heart to be lightened and the load that he has upon him to be lightened.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with everything. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.
Are you there? That's a tough one, Iggy. That's so tough.
Yeah.
And it's harsh, but today it's about movement forward, and we cannot fix the situation. They have to be able to see it themselves. We have to acknowledge that now.
So I'm gonna be a little selfish here. Do you see anything for me?
It's all right. Okay.
I know we're pressed for time.
You're fine. I'm good. Go ahead.
Just a general read for myself.
Yes.
Anything
the emotions that you've had have been strong. Can I go ahead and say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's true.
They've been very strong. It's hard to decipher everything out. And hard to separate everything. There's a lot coming at you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes two.
Very
so,
good.
Okay. And you can always talk to me privately, too. You know that, so.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. We've got time for one more caller?
Yes, we do. Okay, let's see.
Great.
Let's make sure we get somebody who's been waiting here a while.
Okay, that'd be super.
Double check, make sure. Okay, here we go. Ready?
You ready? I'm ready.
All right. Welcome, caller.
Hello?
Hello, hello. Hi.
Hi. You probably went to the bathroom.
So bad for him. All right, we'll move
okay.
to the next one.
All right, thank you.
Hello, Nicola. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
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 How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to know if there's anybody, any spirit on the other side that wanted to come through.
Let me ask you, is there an L word, a Louise or Lois? Sometimes I get streaked too. It's an L word. I know that. This is a maybe one that you knew when you were younger. I know you're looking for someone more recent, maybe about 10 years ago. But who is the L word that you might have known when you were a child?
Lorraine.
And there's, okay. Is this one of the people that you were wanting to contact?
No.
Well, she says hi. I'm sorry.
Okay.
When they come through, they just come through. They're so different when they pass. They're so different. Can I ask you what it is with, this is going to be a food product I'm going to have to give you. It's something it's crazy. They had fixed a dinner. This is maybe, I'm talking a grandmother. I think it's a grandmother. I'm not sure here. They're showing themselves as cooking, like, when you were younger, beans and cornbread and things like that. And she was a cook. She loved to cook. And she's wanting acknowledgement for this. Plus, she taught you different things. She would always talk to you where it seemed like the others didn't explain anything. She would explain things to you that you asked questions for, which you did ask a lot of questions when you were younger, before you became quiet and didn't ask at all.
I don't know. The grandmother, I don't know. My one grandmother died, and the other grandmother, she lived far away.
The one grandmother that passed away, you were very young. Is that not correct?
I wasn't
I don't
born
think
yet.
You were...
The one that.
Well,
my father's mother, she died when she was 50, and my mother's mother lived far away.
Let me ask you this then. This pertains then to a family member that this person did a lot of cooking. And,
my mother.
And, okay. All right. So we've got that. That's good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, with my mom.
That's,
she did a lot of
that's
cooking.
That's okay. That's okay. And she wanted to acknowledge that. I think that, do you cook now too? Did you pick that trade up?
I never liked to cook.
I think that's why she's talking about it. So
I did, but I had to feed my family.
Right, and now it's different. Things have changed for you.
Yeah.
And, you must always stay positive. Okay, I see some little negative thoughts coming in there, and I want you to think positive on things about yourself. And purple is a really good color for you.
Okay.
They're giving you the color purple.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can obtain an amethyst stone, that would be great.
Okay.
I think that there is a birthstone somewhere linked to that in your family. I'm not sure which one.
I have one.
Okay, absolutely. Just make sure you have it and carry it on you if you can, or wear it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll open up some avenues. Try to meditate and stay positive.
I have to. I am a medium, but I haven't been able to do anything. Do you see me reading again?
You have to stop being scared of it and questioning yourself. You already know some of the answers. Don't be afraid of them. Put yourself
mm-hmm.
back out there. Learn to meditate again to the higher self and connect with the spirit world again. Don't be afraid of that. They ask you, do you have a plaid blanket or something of someone's? Is it plaid? There's something plaid. There's something
plaid.
Plaid.
No, I don't have a blanket. It's plaid.
I don't know what it is. It's something plaid that someone gave you. You tucked it away a long time ago.
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
You'll probably find it later, but they're showing me that, I don't know, but it was giving you the thought that they are thinking of you. You have several people who have passed that are thinking very much of you, trying to push you forward where you need to be. So stay in the spirit world, stay spiritual, and have faith and confidence in yourself. You can do this again.
Okay.
You can. I know you can. And get that amethyst.
I hope so.
All right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You stay positive. All right, hon.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Okay. That was a short one. 1 minute. Can we do 1 minute?
if you want to fly through them, I mean, that's up to you. You know your business better than I do, so.
I can do one more probably, and that's it. I've got time for one more because she's
okay.
not here yet.
All right, cool. Let me move through here real quick.
Thanks, Iggy. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely welcome. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
I'm good, thank you. You have some questions?
Yes, I was curious about love and career, I guess whichever one has a stronger presence. Or if anything else comes through to you, I'm open to hear that as well.
Are we talking about someone in particular here?
For love?
Yes.
I do have my eye on someone.
I know. I saw that. And you'd like it to move a little bit faster than it is, but I can tell you right now, it'll take a little more time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the works. Keep it open. Don't close it off. And don't try to rush it. Just keep it very open and light right now. And see where it goes. It'll all come together.
Okay.
And as far as business, what would you like to know about your business?
I guess career direction.
Okay.
Movement. Yeah.
Let me ask you this then. What makes your heart happy? What one thing would you really like to do?
Creativity. Film.
As in your own business?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the television film industry, yeah.
Well, then open it up. It's about resources today. You have to go to the right resources. You have to be able to. I feel like your chakra and your throat chakra is a little bit turned, and I think it's a little bit, I don't mean this in a bad way, it's a little bit swollen, which means it's a little bit distorted and it needs balance. So I always tell people to do the ah and the e and the to try to get it even. And try to get it balanced for yourself. You have a nice aura, a very soft aura about you. It's more like a rainbow color of aura. I'm going to ask you this. Who has the long dark hair that passed that was either a friend or someone, maybe this is someone you haven't talked to for a while, or their family. She has long dark hair. That's what she's showing me. And it's not super long. It's like to the shoulders.
I definitely had a friend that passed away recently, about 3 months ago.
Okay. I know that she's wanting knowledge that you were worried about her, and you really didn't understand everything. So she said everything will be all right, and it's much different than she ever imagined. So, and everything is good. I know you were definitely worried about this, but everything is good for her now. Are you going to take travel soon, or is this possibly in the works for you later this year or the beginning of next year?
Yeah, definitely traveling a lot these days.
Okay. I would like you, I mean, are you going to be flying any at all?
Possibly.
Okay. On the flight that you'll be taking, your first flight, there'll be a change. There'll be a change of flight. You will be changing planes, and all of a sudden it's canceled, and everybody knows that does happen, but you'll be rerouted to another city. Make sure you get to that gate on time.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to have to stay there a while. So they're wanting to make sure you get on that flight in particular. It's a good flight for you. And it'll be good as far as business, too. So,
awesome.
And that's one of the connections you're going to make on that flight. You will make that. There either is going to be someone, a dark-haired man on that flight, talk with you, or you're going to meet him when you land. And talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
So find your resource there and move yourself forward. Do not be afraid to speak and listen to your words and let them flow.
Okay.
And it'll be easy. And are you the November birthday?
No, not November.
Who's the November birthday?
That's the guy I'm interested in.
Okay. All right. Well, he's, you know, his family, some of his family is coming through, and he wants to say, I get to he. I don't know if it's a great-grandfather. Seems to be that type of energy that is close to the parenting. So he said to don't stop yourself and don't give up. You are to keep with this because I think his great-grandson is a little bit shy on some aspects and he doesn't want to open up himself. And he will come forward. Just don't push anything, but when you're asked a question, answer it true to your heart.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Okay.
Do you think anything will work out for me and this guy, or do you think we'll just stay friends?
I think that if the right words are there, everything will be good. And I think he needs a little push. but just don't put too many words into it at once. It kind of sets things in motion the wrong way. I think he's had a bad relationship in the past, and that's set him back.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's been very leery. So you can flirt, you know, maybe a little bit more than you have. And it doesn't hurt, like, if you want to go to dinner and you don't want to go by yourself, say, we're all going to dinner. Would you like to join us? Or I would love to grab a pizza this evening. Want to come with me? Just make it like a friend and take it from there. And then show him that you're a great person to be around.
Gotcha.
Sometimes they need pulled forward a little bit. And they don't really understand. Men are different right now. So they're either way out there or they're standing still looking around like, what do I do next? So.
Totally.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That was so amazing.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you're welcome.
Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Awesome. I love that. This is addicting, and yeah, I love it.
Yeah. There's a lot happens. It moves pretty quick.
It does.
So, how are you feeling? Do you have to go, or?
I don't know that if she's out front of the house. Let me check real quick.
Okay.
She is. She's in her car. So
okay,
I
cool.
am going to have to go. I'm sorry.
No problem. No. We're really grateful that you got to spend some time with us. We hope to have you back on again soon.
I hope so. We'd love it.
And so I will just say peace and love, and you enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll continue our show on this end. And, yeah, it's been a blessing to have you on. Thank you.
And you too. And thank you also very much. And,
thank you very much.
Many blessings for you too. Thanks, Mark. And you have a great day too. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, too.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
She's awesome, man. She's really powerful. She gets to the meat and the bones of it pretty quick, doesn't she, Mark?
Yeah, man. She picked out a lot of names, like, spot on. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, you don't see that a lot from a lot of readers. I mean, she was like, boom.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. I was like, damn.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, that was an impressive display, I would say.
Yeah, so let's take a quick break. And we'll come back and we'll continue the show, and we'll have fun with it.
Okay, doke. Sounds good.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
We are back. We have returned.
That's the rumor.
Yep, and everybody hung up on us.
I guess the real talent's gone for today, isn't it?
Yeah, the real talent's gone. No, it's pretty cool. I'm glad she got to explain what a psychic was and what a medium was, and that's super important. Sometimes we get confused. There's a lot of terminology out there, and you know, we kind of touched on it a little bit and get kind of thrown around a little bit. And
yes.
There's these groupy websites and stuff and all these different things. So I totally get what she's saying. Totally understand. Totally pick that up and I understand that vibration.
Yes, I agree.
So do you have anything you want to talk about? Is something that you didn't get to say when you were listening to her doing the readings?
Oh, no, I agree with her assessments on a lot of the things going on. I mean, there's a lot of there's definitely a lot of energy to start pushing forward right now, like she had mentioned up through the first week of October. It's the energy is going to be a little more settled, but you know, there's been so much stuff happening in the last week that we have to kind of set the dominoes back up after they've been knocked over sometimes, you know. So there's lots of maybe reorganizing or restructuring to be done, but I think a lot of the big storm type stuff is done for a little bit here. So, yeah, I was jiving with her analysis and what she said was going on. I totally agreed with the vast majority of that.
Yeah,
it was good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of hung out this weekend, you know, doing stuff together, which was really cool. That's one thing I want to kind of maybe promote to everybody is to, you know, not necessarily go out and look for friends, but, you know, if you have a good group of friends, maybe foster that relationship with people and give a phone call to a friend you haven't talked to in a while. Go do something with your friends and hang out with them because, you know, most people do have good support system when they're actually in the support group, you know, when they're actually doing stuff with people. And then you can kind of throw back ideas and throw back, you know, different, you know, beliefs and just have fun. That's kind of what we do, you know, as a group. We have this little group. It ranges from 3, 4, 5, and 6 people at any given time. And, you know, this weekend we ran off and we celebrated Mary's birthday, you know, who's our friend. And then, you know, from there we went to the hookah bar and we were just giggling and having fun. And then from there, the next day, we all ended up in Ash Cave, you know, feeling all kinds of emotions and feelings. And some of us were tired from, you know, Friday and Saturday or whatever and the things we'd done before. And then some of us, you know, were energetic. I was kind of a little drained because, you know, I just had a grandson and stuff.
Right.
One of our friends.
Right.
You know, she had a butterfly land on her hand, you know, and I took pictures of that. It was pretty cool. So, I mean, there's all kinds of amazing things that happened this weekend that, I mean, God, we could have a whole show on that. So I don't know how to do
right.
that. You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my energy was kind of all over the place, I think, because all this, the eclipses and everything were hitting pretty direct on my chart. But, yeah, you know, you brought up a great point to, you know, because I'm very guilty of this, is like I get so intent on I have to do this and finish this and everything, and then, you know, you kind of forget that you have a support system sometimes. So I know, because I really swing between this, there's a minimum 2 people inside of me, probably an army inside of me. But I swing back and forth between this introvert and extrovert to where I like to do radio shows and talk in front of people and give classes and go out and drum in public and all that stuff. Now I have this other side of me that is kind of a hermit that likes to, you know, do research and work individually on stuff. And sometimes I get kind of stuck there, like, oh, I can't leave. I can't go out and do anything because I've got to stay and work on this stuff. But sometimes I think I just... you know, I kind of turn my own brain to mush sometimes, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So as in many cases, sometimes we're our own worst enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we kind of forget that we have that support system out there. And I've got, you know, all these awesome friends that are always, you know, willing to help and stuff. And sometimes I have to remind myself I'm very bad about asking for help. I usually just kind of muddle along and try to sort everything out myself, but it's good to have people to bounce. I mean, me personally, I need that mirror, even if
mm-hmm.
you know, I need somebody to bounce ideas off of and stuff, because, you know, sometimes the craziness in my own head will just kind of spin out of control, as everyone knows.
Yeah.
So it's good to have friends to, you know, bounce ideas off of and get suggestions from, and, you know, it's hard to get all the answers sometimes. You know, we look inside ourselves, but then sometimes it's just like, okay, I need someone to help be the voice of rationale or the voice of, you know, just having people to get feedback from is extremely helpful to me, because I always have. I have no problem with coming up with ideas and they're creative stuff, but sometimes I don't know exactly how to put it into, you know, physical 3D form. So it's good to have friends to give feedback from and bounce ideas off of.
Yeah, we just say this.
I can see Uranus from here.
Exactly.
You're so far away.
Yes.
Mark. Hey. No, it's true, though. I mean, we're all kind of going through our own little shifts and changes, and that's definitely happening. You mentioned that earlier. She actually mentioned something earlier, too, that, you know, we're all kind of, like, deciding, you know, what's best for us. You know, there's a time in your life when you come to this point and this realization, what's good for Iggy Garcia? You know, what's good, you know, maybe not be good for somebody else. But eventually, you know, we all have to, you know, we're all born alone, and we all kind of die alone, you know, in the sense, you know, in the aspect of when we come in, there's no one really next to us when we're coming in, except two walls of the uterus, you know, and the vagina pushing our head through there, you know, or through the stomach.
Right.
Other than that, you know, you're pretty much alone. But, you know, then you have, and when you're in your deathbed, you know, you start to wonder about all the different things that you could have done, you know, the stories that you could have written for yourself. And, you know, just the amazing journeys you could have taken, but you held yourself back. I mean, a lot of us, I mean, I do it. Everybody does it. We hold ourselves back, and sometimes from the lamest excuse too, you know? I mean, you don't need $1 million to travel down to the park, you know? But, you know, sometimes if you go to the park, you might find something that's very inspiring. You might meet somebody who is inspiring. You might learn something about yourself that you maybe wouldn't have learned sitting at the back of a desk, you know, looking at a computer, you know, or watching a movie. But yet, these are stories we write. But I've never met anybody who says, you know, wow, I have all the money in the world, I'm going to die, you know. You know, the people that I've actually gone through hospice and work with, you know, the biggest thing that they regret is that they didn't do what they thought they should have done. And they wish they had more friends, and they wish that their family was with them. You know, it's sad to see people who, when their children don't even want to see them die. It's horrible.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, so I mean, it's important to nurture relationships. And, you know, sometimes you just have to spend time with people and, you know, hang out sometimes.
Yeah, and that's important. It's important, you know, because a lot of us, you know, a lot of people in general, I don't know why it happens. I'm not saying it happens to every family, but a lot of families, you know, they lose sight of that. You know, they don't talk to their brothers. They don't talk to their sisters. There's always some kind of screw up somewhere that just causes a rift between family members. And then the first thing as human beings we do is we try to create our own family outside of our family. And we're all related regardless. We're all from, you know, the creator. We're all from the earth. But yet we create these little mini families. And those families sometimes are stronger bond than your actual blood family, you know. And I have to say that, you know, some my friendships with people who are not necessarily blood in the sense of, you know, from the same mother and father can be stronger. And it is stronger at times. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm grateful that, you know, I have you and the whole bunch of people in my life.
Yes, 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 me too. Me too. It's like we meet certain people at certain times to help us navigate and figure things out. And, yeah, I mean, I would be lost many times without the, you know, group of friends we have right now. So that's definitely a blessing that we have.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I can leave anything with anybody is today, just go out there and rewrite your story however you want it to look like. You have more control over it than you think. And, you know, you can put peace, you can put whatever you want in there, you can put love, you can put, you know, whatever. You fill the blank. You don't have to be the stories that you are. You can create new stories. Beautiful stories.
Absolutely. Just because things have always been a certain way doesn't mean they have to continue that way. We have the ability to rewrite and change our timelines as we go along.
Yep, and they're constantly changing with every word we speak. The abracadabra factor, right?
Yes, yes. Abracadabra.
Mm-hmm.
I create what I speak.
That's right. Well, any last closing thoughts that you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, I think that's a good wrap-up. I think the energy is getting to a good point to move forward. It'll be a little little more creative and stable energy and a little less on the disruptive side here shortly. Good. So,
you have a show Friday?
Rolling, rawhide. I'm not sure that I do not think I have a show this Friday. I have a big guest here coming up. I just have to finalize with him. Okay. He has a very successful Blog Talk radio show as
good.
Well. So that will be coming up in the near future, and I'm going to try and get some Halloween-y themed guests here for the month of October.
Sounds good. So I guess then we finish up the week with Mud Toe at Midnight. So listen to Todd Smith talk about his life. Appreciate that. All right, bro. Then we will say good day and have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to everybody soon.
Yep.
Peace and love.
You too. Take care, everybody.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Ciao.